So tip 10 is very similar to a lot of the things we've talked about. It kind of sums those things up a little bit. But in general, you want your protagonist to be trying to find something and then is stopped by the antagonist. And that can be painful in some delicious way for your reader. So because of the foreshadowing, they're expecting this and they're ready to care about this. They're already pre-tensing up in their bodies. And this is maybe what this protagonist is trying to find has been obsessed over by multiple people. The more people who care about this thing happening in your book, the better. Either way they want it to happen or want it to not to happen, they're generally divided on teams. But it could be a few different people all trying to find it and searching, almost getting caught. They're chased, they're tracked, tripped, and tricked and fooled, and they're vulnerable. And they're brave, but they're being used. They're almost caught. They're getting clues, bits at a time, but each time evidence is destroyed. And suddenly you're discovering that someone you know is in on it, right? In on the, just trying to stop you finding this thing. And you become the protagonist in all these different characters. You're all these people focused on this thing. And so that thing is the MacGuffin. And so having a MacGuffin in your story, which can be portrayed in some physical way as an object, then it's very easy to picture. It's tangible. You can see how all these different people have a completely different way of relating to it, and yet it's always the same object. So people are trapped, trying to get away, maybe experiencing claustrophobia. They're moving towards it, and it's rolling and they're trying to stop it. All these kinds of activities are all involving the forward momentum being stopped and wanting it to continue. But we know it cannot continue in the same direction it's been going. It has to change directions. Otherwise, there's no story. It's not a story if it's going to continue on exactly the same trajectory. That's why a lot of times people think they are going after their wants and it ends up being their needs instead, or sometimes vice versa. That's why sometimes people have flaws and they have to overcome those flaws before they can then take a different direction and move around that obstacle in a different way, or confront it, go through it, burn it up and evaporate it, whatever they're going to do. They have to find a new way around it. And so that new way around it changes that person. And so all this care that we're putting into, no, the thwarting of this, and it's got to change. We have mixed feelings about it. Like, we know it can't continue on like it was. He wants it to, but we also really want it to change, for him to change, as painful as that change is. So then once that change happens, then, it's moving on and we're going to have other changes. We come to the midpoint. Everything changes at the midpoint. It's like looking in a mirror. You see this whole mirror world and you see yourself clearly for the first time and you really get it. And you have a much better idea of what's going on, a different way of how to go forwards and backwards and approach the whole thing from a completely different perspective. So it's going to go through all the different phases. It's going to have the crisis and the climax and the resolution, and each one is going to involve veering off of the direction. And ultimately, you want to go in some way that's aligned with where you were trying to go at the beginning, but different because now you know new information.